Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin, Captain Mark Wish, Santa Claus Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, and this is our annual Christmas Spectacular show where we get your best contributions to the radio show and we give away seven amazing prize packages, right, Corey?
Man, like crazy. I mean, yeah. You want me to go through?
Yeah.
It's a Shimano Torium 20 HG reel matching Therese rod, $500 plus. Athco Proteus lightweight waterproof bibs and matching jacket, $450 plus.
Yeah.
Shimano Trinks 400, $400 plus. Pacific Edge package, including Mark's three books and a $50 gift card. Pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the World Cup with a Maui HT lens and the Maui frame, $250 plus. Fisherman's Landing package, including a full-day trip with Taro on the Liberty and a hand-picked tackle package from Rick down at the tackle shop. Anza Fish Pro Series Filet Knife. I want that one.
That Fish Pro? Yeah, that's a good one. Those things, once you start using those,
Pete,
they're amazing.
One heck of a list.
It's like $3,000 worth of stuff.
Right?
But yeah, and we have some great contributions already, but still plenty of time. One line open. It's been impossible to get through, but now is your chance.
It is.
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973 is our number here. And Adam is standing by, ready to take your call. And in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out there.
Let's do it. And the Catch Report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, they set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at the selected tackle shops and get ready to get big.
Get ready to get big. And Captain Mark Wish is right here with a quickie fish report here.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be a quickie fish report.
Report.
Yeah, because there's not a whole heck of a lot going on. Yeah. You know, but I think it's actually like right now the first day of winter is happening. It's like 8 o'clock.
I like what you're saying.
Today is the first day of winter.
Like right now,
shortest day of the year.
That's what I was just going to say.
The solstice.
But the beauty of that is that after today, it's damn near summertime again.
Because the days get longer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can just feel the change. I mean, you just feel the vitality start picking up after today.
Yeah.
But
you know, I'm going to give you a couple stars. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, but it is winter and it's off season. We've had some weather and we got a whole bunch of weather coming. So if you guys have an inclination to go, probably like right now is the time to go because it's going to be going downhill by tomorrow afternoon substantially. And most of this next week is going to be like a little stormy. So you know,
it's interesting though. Not a lot of wind on it.
Not that much
good.
Wind. Yeah, this is more of a. Like atmospheric river type thing we got coming. So typically those got a little less wind and maybe a little more rain, you know, depending. They're still trying to figure out the forecast, but they're definitely predicting some. But, you know, in terms of what's been going on, not a whole heck of a lot. You know, there's definitely some squid around. I mean, there's squid at Clemente. There's several spots of squid over at Catalina. I have not had any Catalina reports. Some guys looking around for yellows or sea bass, you know, typical wintertime stuff, but it started biting last year about the same time. So we get a break in the weather. It's going to be interesting to go check it out. You know, the offshore tuna thing, I mean, pretty much looks over for now. The big news is certainly that deep drop swordfish scenario.
Still happening.
They're biting.
They're
still biting. Yeah, it's just crazy. Congratulations to the guys that got them over the last couple days here. It's getting to be Christmas. It's definitely winter, and you know, it's just that time of year.
But, you know, fishdope.com, what a great last-minute gift Christmas.
Absolutely.
Sale. 1 year membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW or lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is $20 code. And that is that's a great Christmas gift, or a gift that you need to have year round. And while we're on the subject of fish dope, I want to throw out a big get well soon to Jason. Jason's
going through
some tough stuff here, and Jason,
you take care,
fish
buddy.
Dope,
get better.
And BD Outdoors, man, we need you back, Jason. So get well really quickly, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And the catch report today is sponsored by.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What about Marcos from C4 Sport
Fishing?
Good
morning, Marcos.
Maybe he's got a poem or a song or something, Marcos.
I almost cut him out.
Yeah, what's that all about? Can you imagine that?
I mean, I was nothing but nice last week telling everyone how everything was caught on MC Swim Baits, and you tried to just cut me out completely.
Look at that, huh? What's that all about?
No good deed unpunished. I mean, what the heck?
I think I almost heard a buzzer.
Yeah.
No poems for you today, but some decent fishing here, like you just heard there. I mean, some weather rolling through over this last week here. New C4 on their half. They did have some yellowtail on one of the morning trips there. They're seeing a little bit here and there, otherwise some good fishing. And as we know, that bottom fishing is going to come to a close here locally soon, beginning of next month there. But we will be running some three-quarter day trips, 7:30 to 3, on the new C4 fishing Mexican waters. They're going out there looking for rockfish and rock cod. You know, a passport-required trip. But if you don't want to do the half-day, go looking for the bass and the like, and you just want to get some bottom fish in there, we're going to have those options. We're going to have those half-days running come up here. So wish I had a little bit more to tell you over this last week here, but with all that weather blowing through here, some weather coming up, I think we know how it's been. It's been a spectacular year, a little slow down here at the end, but I'm sure it'll pick right back up, and you guys will get back out there fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely take a look at the website, c4thlanding.com. We have those half days, those three-quarter days. At some point, to San Diego, after doing some much-needed boat work, man, those guys had a long season, and they're spiffing up the boat now, and they'll get back up there running. Got some whale-watching trips. Got a new whale-watching boat, so definitely come check that out. If you got some family in town or you just want to get out there on the water for a little bit but not spend the whole day fishing, go out there, see some whales, check the website. Everything's up there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And if you want to get a gift card for someone, you know, maybe don't know what to get them, but you know they love fishing, you can definitely do that also. You can come down and get them in person. I'm guessing at this point it's probably a little too late to send them out, but definitely an option there. So
coming by, yeah.
In person.
Is it good for tackle as well as fishing trips?
Absolutely. I mean, you can go to the tackle shop and spend it all on MC Swim Baits. I mean, that's And while you're down here, head over to the new restaurant there and petition for that Rock Hot Rick Breakfast Burrito back on the menu.
Hey, Marcos, I have heard nothing. I have not been there yet, but the Royal Rooster, which is the new restaurant right there at C4 Sport Fishing, I hear nothing but great things about those two guys. I guess one of the chefs from the Red Rooster 3 and one of the chefs from the Royal Polaris combine their talents, and they're just putting it out there, I understand, huh?
They've done a great job over there. It's very Mexican-themed food there, which, you know, for us is great because we eat Mexican food just about every day anyway here. But they're great food. He does a good job over there. He does a good job going with what's in season there. So a little change up to the menu occasionally. So definitely worth visiting multiple times. And I definitely recommend it. It's great food over there.
I'll have to go check it out for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Merry Christmas to you, Marcos. Thanks for all the great reports you give us. And one more this year to give us next Saturday, the end of the year broadcast here, and then start a whole new year.
And then start a whole new decade. New decade of fishing.
That's right.
And there we go.
That's right. Very good, Marcos. Appreciate everything you do for us, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Looking for the perfect last-minute Christmas gift? Fisherman's Processing has the answer. Gift certificates for fish processing or an assortment of their great spices and rubs, which are awesome. Smoked fish, smoked cheese, or how about a Fish Pro Series and a knife? They have holiday special packages now at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
He's got a special package for Christmas, like buy three rubs at a special price. It's a perfect Christmas
That's
gift.
That's pretty cool, and they're awesome.
Go over there, Liberty Station, they're open.
They craft them all in-house right there.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
They're really well done, for sure. All right, phones are packed. They want to contribute to this Christmas spectacular. So let's jump into it.
And Gus wants his opportunity. Gus from Burbank, welcome to the spectacular.
Perfect.
How was that?
That was good, Gus.
Awesome.
That was good.
That's it.
That's all.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's all we get.
That's all you're getting today.
All right, Gus. Good stuff, Gus.
Nice job. Merry Christmas to you, Gus. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate that.
I like it. Short and sweet.
There's merit to that. That was good.
No, absolutely. Let's see if Mark and Santee, let's see if he can be just as fast. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I'm not just as fast, but I got a story to tell. It's about grit, tenacity, and just, you know, about fishing. When I was younger, a buddy of mine and me went down to Galilee to go fishing on a deep sea fishing boat. And, we got there early. We got there like 2:30 because we were drinking all night. And we started drinking on the pier and we put our tackle and, you know, stuff on the boat and just kept drinking. Well, we fell asleep and no one woke us up when the boat left. So we woke up and the boat was gone with our tackle and everything on it. So my buddy, he's a fisherman from way back, and he said, well, let's just, you know, instead of going home or something, let's just fish. So we went in his van and got some spoons that he had in there and went quahogging and for quahogs and little necks.
There it is.
I think Mark missed the boat.
He was running a little long there. It was a little missed the boat. Very good, Corey. A little long there, a little too much story. I guess, Mark.
I think.
Thank you for the effort.
I think we just had to hear the buzzer.
Absolutely. You were the victim. Classic. Yeah. All right. Merry Christmas to you, Mark. Let's go ahead and jump back in.
No hard feelings, Mark.
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg. Greg in San Clemente. Welcome to the show this morning, Greg.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys also. I'm going to make a fool of myself on the radio once again.
Perfect.
By singing a song.
Love it.
You know, marlin and sheephead and sea bass and tuna, roosters and lingcod caught on the Okuma. But do you recall the best fish to catch overall? Goldfish, the ultimate badass, pull extremely hard when bit. They'll bite right through your main line. It will almost make you bleep. Then one cloudy Saturday, fishing in a lake, Goldie took my bait so strong, broke my rod, it was so wrong. That's how the story closes. Believe it or not, it's cool. Goldfish will kick your booty. Don't ever play them for a fool. Merry Christmas, guys.
Very well done. That's cute.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you.
That was jingle.
Cute. Yeah, nice jingle. Put some effort into that.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And
no
I think
doubt.
The goldfish you might be referring to are Garibaldi, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe,
do
yeah.
they pull hard? I've never hooked one.
Well, I've hooked them opali fishing. And
opali.
They do. Yeah,
they do.
They do pull
right.
very hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's
all
go
right.
with it.
All right.
Okay, Bob. Bob in Lakeside. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. FedEx driver here, hard at work. Four more days of pandemonium before one day off.
All right.
I got a little poem for you that I scribbled up there while I was at my workstation, so just give me a minute. In the twilight of this year that's been filled with joy and cheer, many big fish to be had, some heartbreaks oh so sad. Bluefin on our mind with many yellowfin on the lines, on the water with good friends, and we hope it never ends. Hope next year is great, with good friends we celebrate. Merry Christmas to all my Let's Talk Hook Up friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Nice job, Bob.
Good
all
job.
I right. appreciate that. Hey, and thanks for your efforts, too, working for FedEx there. That's a tough job.
Oh,
right.
man.
Right.
Those guys are amazing.
Yeah. You do a heck of a job, Bob. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Merry
was it
Christmas.
FedEx or UPS? I think you said UPS.
Oh, he's UPS.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. All right. Yeah.
Both of
either
those
way.
Guys.
Either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, it's kind of
yeah,
a brown
both
job.
Of them. UPS, FedEx, they're both tough.
Absolutely. How about Colin? Let's jump back into Colin from Fullerton. Welcome to our show this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, quick story for you. I was really close with my grandmother, right? She passed away on Christmas Day a couple years ago, so I spent a lot of time thinking about her. Anyway, she lived up in Reno to bet the horses. I would spend my summers up there. She taught me how to trout fish. Truckee, Tahoe, whatnot. Anyway, it was my senior year in high school. My friends and I decided to go up to Big Bear, do a little trout fishing. It was a great day of trout fishing. We headed home were on the 57 freeway, and my friend got bored and said, hey, how about you moon somebody? I said, all right, great idea. Anyway, we pull up to this, he says, there's a gold car right here with a Nevada plate.
Oh, you got it. Oh, man.
Pulled up and remember, got the buzzer.
Remember, family
yeah.
show here.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, Merry Christmas.
Oh, definitely a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
And let's do Harry. How about Harry? Harry in Chula Vista. Welcome to our show this morning, Harry.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. I have a little prose for you. What is an environmentalist? Someone who rants and raves to tell others what to do, or someone who depends on the environment to survive, always protecting, monitoring, thinking of better ways to keep the ocean safe and healthy, to provide food, keeping people close and bringing families together, educating to always have something great to share with the future. That's you, my friend. You are among the best environmentalist.
Yeah,
that's a good message.
Look at ourselves.
That's true.
I think along with that, you know, just to touch on that a little, Harry, is we're all conservationists.
Yes.
And we all conserve and love our environment and love the earth as much as the ocean.
Yep.
And being a conservationist is a big part of it, and you're bringing it up, Harry.
Yes, indeed. That's good. Very, very good. A good take and something that we all need to be aware of for sure.
Yeah,
and thanks a lot
definitely.
For the call this morning.
Let's, how about Michael? Michael calling from Del Mar. Thanks for joining our show this morning.
Good morning, Michael. Merry Christmas to you.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas. Just love what you guys do. I wish I could hear it every week, and I do because I go and I listen to it when I work out later in the week when I miss you.
On the app, on our archives, right?
On the archives. I don't miss the show.
Fantastic.
So,
thank you, Michael.
I learned so much. So, you know, I heard about story time. I'm thinking, gosh, what story? And then I remember I got a miracle story from Barrett Lake. Any of you guys like bass fish?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at Barrett Lake a couple of years ago, and you know how Barrett Lake is. It's a catch and release. You catch millions. And I was with a friend of mine, Mike Castaneda, out from Fallbrook, and we were out there. And start or 6 o'clock, 5:30, somewhere around there. And by noon, I mean, Barrett Lake, everybody catches 100 a day. I mean, a bad day, you get 20 or 30. Here it is noon, and everyone around us got 20 or 30 fish. I know how to fish. I fish here many times. We've got zero. And I'm looking at my cast today, and I go, we've got zero. I mean, just because it's impossible. Noon, that's 6 hours each.
And Barrett, no less, right?
Barrett, no less. Yeah. How many seconds are in 12 hours between two of us? 6 hours, 6 hours? And so, you know, and we're both believers. I said, you know what? I prayed for fish. I prayed for our wives and safety this morning, but you didn't say amen. And I said, and it says we're two or more gathered together. I said, because you didn't say amen, God didn't hear our prayer. You now got to pray because it didn't work this morning. You know, so he just says, oh, he doesn't pray a lot. He says, no. He says, that worked. I said, no. We got to pray, man. Zero. And so he starts to pray. And this is funny. He started a prayer out. I'd never heard of it. Jesus, we love you. I thought, what a wonderful way. Never heard a starting of a prayer. Between Jesus, we love you. Now, my pole's under my arm because I'm telling him he's got to do that. I'm not even fishing anymore. The pole's stuck under my arm. You know how you do it. You're resting. For
time on you, Michael. Time.
I think that was the clock.
It was the clock. It wasn't the story. It was a good story, but the clock got you, Michael. But
right?
Thanks a lot for the contribution, and Merry Christmas to you.
Absolutely.
All right. We're getting some buzzes now. Huh?
Yeah, we are. They're coming
in.
That's
a record, I
think. Okay. 833-288-0973. You make the challenge right now. Yeah, come
absolutely.
On. Let's get some good takes here.
Over
833-288-0973. Open right now.
Over $3,000 worth of stuff to give away. Anything from Anza to Pacific Edge to Shimano, APCO, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of good stuff.
John in Huntington Beach wants his shot at all that good stuff. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
I've got a quick story. It's called I Am Blessed and Grateful. I am blessed and grateful that my dad and my grandpa loved to fish. They took me when I was just a kid with a rod always handed to me when a fish was hooked. And what they did was hook me. And for many years, I fished and caught. Then I was blessed with a son. And I took him fishing with me. And now I have some fantastic news. I'm going to be a grandpa soon. Her name is Julia, and although she's not due to arrive until May, I'm already figuring out how I can take her fishing. We plan on going trout fishing at the Fred Hall Show, catching bass, bonita, and mackerel in the harbor, and one day out on the big boats. God is good. I am blessed and grateful. Merry Christmas, everyone, and take a kid fishing and support CCA.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Very
John.
Well done. All right, John. Good message there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Lots of thumbs up from our judges panel on
Absolutely.
That one.
I think he's going to enjoy his new granddaughter.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. No doubt.
How about Tim? Tim in Long Beach. Welcome to our Christmas spectacular, Tim.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to y'all.
Same back
at
you.
This is a poem, a tweet that I came up with a few years back. But anyways, it's called Never Too Sick. But don't know who turned out the light after coming home late from that Christmas party late last night, or even how I got into bed. I was feeling no harm until the sound of the alarm, because I was hungover with an ache in my head. Chasing aspirin with Joe, my head cleared, don't you know? Was re-energized and full of ambition. With caffeine-induced haste, there was no time to waste. Nothing could keep me from fishing. It's true, no matter how sick I feel, I'll never be too ill to cast from a boat or from land. I've got this terminal illness called fishing, and I've made my decision to die with a rod in my hands.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
There you go.
Yeah. Very good. All right.
There you go.
And hope that's a long time coming.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tim, thanks, Merry Tim. Christmas to you. Appreciate
yeah,
that
for
very much.
Sure. Let's see, Leslie. Leslie calling from Irvine. Welcome to our show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just calling in to thank you guys for bringing so much joy into our home all year long and camaraderie, and we really appreciate it.
And I
have a little jingle that
cool.
I'm going to sing for the guys, all the skippers, especially the guys on the San Diego for helping me catch the tuna of my life. So here goes. Plug your ears. Silver lures, it's Christmas time in the harbor. Hear them ring, ding-a-ling, soon it will be Christmas time. Merry Christmas!
All right, yeah, Leslie, nice message there. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up for the first time in quite a while, 833-288-0973. You want to get through, it's been a busy morning. Adam's busily writing down the addresses and names and all that stuff there. Go ahead and jump on it. 833-288-0973.
And there's still one line open. Give that call. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with the Christmas Spectacular on Let's Talk Hookup App and Network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Trank, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dina Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dina Wharf. Join the Dina Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie Fishing Kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, indeed. What a great Christmas show. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. This week's CCA calendar winner, the winning number, 2062. Check the back of your Bill Barney CCA calendar for 2062, and you won, if that is your number, holiday package from Blue Wave Jewelry. So congratulations to you, and I want to throw out a big thank you and kudos to Bill Varney, who does our weekly, every other week email blast. Bill does such a great job of that, works real hard for us there, and all the supportive stuff that he does for us and CCA and that calendar. What a great calendar. If you haven't bought your 2020 Bill Varney CCA calendar, get it at local tackle stores. I'm sure you have them. At
oh, yeah, we sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
And his book. I mean, he did such a fantastic job.
Oh, the Surf?
That surf fishing book.
Yeah.
That makes our life so much easier.
Oh, yeah, and his website's great, too, yeah. fishthesurf.com. So thanks, Bill, for all you do, and Merry Christmas to you. All right, speaking of Merry Christmas, one line open, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win one of those seven prizes with a good take here, still wide open.
Absolutely, and we jump into this.
Yeah.
How about Mitch? Mitch from Santee, thanks for joining us, Mitch.
Good morning, Mitch. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas, and hope everybody has safe, happy holidays.
Indeed.
I called in to thank you for the best show on radio. I look forward to it every Saturday and Sunday. I've learned a lot, caught some nice yellowfin this year. I remember back when Marty Milner was on your show. So you guys doing a great job, and I just want to say thank you and keep up the excellent work.
Thank you. That's really nice, Mitch. Appreciate that. Yes, Marty. Man, we miss Marty. He's Of course, you've been around a long time, of course, Corey, but Mark has been around probably the longest of anybody here on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah,
how many years?
Well, it's 28 and a half plus years now, so we're going into our 29.
How can that be?
How does that happen?
We're young, frisky guys.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
The hell happened
we're still
here?
Pushing, yeah, 20. I think we hold the record for longest radio show and. Kind of anywhere.
That's cool.
I don't think anybody beats that.
Super cool.
That
you know, I never thought about that, just the life of the show. I mean, holy cow, that's a long time.
It's a long time. But thanks for recognizing that, Mitch. And, you know, gosh, I've been so blessed with such great partners like Marty Milner and Corey and Ricky, of course, you know. Of course, Ricky started here when he was 13 years old answering the phones. And
just
then,
cool stories.
And you know, it's funny story and... nothing against Marty, but here's Marty, one of the greatest actors in history, right?
In front of the camera.
In front of the camera, Adam 12, Route 66, you know, over 40 feature-length movies. I mean, my God, he was with, you know, all these great movie stars and these amazing movies for so many years. And it's funny, whenever I would go on a trip, Marty didn't like doing the show.
That would throw him into a
tailspin. Oh, he'd go in a tailspin. He didn't like, kind of, very nervous, because Marty was very precise. Everything had to be right. And so when I was gone, here is 15-year-old Ricky. Here, you go sitting with Marty and co-host the show. Well, that's how it all started, is just he started working with Marty on the show, and he just was a natural at it. So that's how it kind of all came into being. And of course, Marty was with us here on the show for 11 years, and that was just a, and his family so great. You know, Stuart is still in contact with all those people. So yeah, that was
pretty
fun
neat.
Times, really fun times. But I used to love the stories, and you heard Mark many stories that Marty used to do. I remember. I ever tell you the story about this and that?
Yeah, I used to love to do the show and visit with him about all that stuff.
And he was tough, man. I remember trudging rivers in Alaska with him, and you know he had a few years on me, and I mean he used to just go. I mean it was hard to stop him.
Yeah,
for sure. No,
what a great guy.
We a fantastic guy, and very very. Thanks for bringing that up. That Marty was just a really. Huge asset and kind of took us to a new level here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Really did.
All of a sudden, it was like Let's Talk Hookup was that show that Marty Milner guy was
the guy from Adam 12.
Yeah, exactly. And the fun thing too was we'd sit at the Fred Hall, Long Beach, or Del Mar, and we'd see people staring, and guys would be staring at him, and it's like, come on up, come on, you know, Marty's very personable, you know, like, what's going on, you know, want me to sign an autograph or whatever. But and so many police officers. I became a cop because of Adam 12 and what you did, and you know, so many officers were so very grateful. And I remember I did a talk at his service there when he passed away, and there was a bunch of police officers there, and a whole contingent came down to honor Marty. And I said, you know, how many of you police officers became police because of Marty? And like. The whole group raised their hand.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
That gave me goosebumps.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, me too, for
just
sure.
Just you saying that.
Yeah. So quite a guy, and very, very blessed to have him a part of Let's Talk Hookup for so many years, for sure. Here's a guy that's been a part of Let's Talk Hookup for a lot of years, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just tapped in and heard you guys were talking about our old friend Marty. God, was he great.
Yeah.
Never forget his classic line. A little bit of that goes a long way.
Yeah. That's the truth, isn't it?
Every time I think about that, I laugh.
Yeah.
Hey guys, good morning to you. I'm shooting in a quick call to remind everybody, let everybody know, we're running that trip on the 27th. Friday the 27th through Monday the 30th. 3-day right here, local offshore. Fish were caught last week, yellowfin tuna. I'm sure they're still signing that bluefin. And the best news is what really made me pull the trigger on it. It's a definite go. We only have 9 guys in the books. It's going to be the ultimate Royal Star private charter.
Wow.
But what really made me pull the trigger is the weather's going to be beautiful. It looks like this blow is going to go through Friday afternoon, and then by Friday night it lays right down. It's going to that light offshore on Saturday and Sunday. Absolutely ideal for this offshore fishing here, as everybody knows. So
guys
want to pull in a lap. End of the year, last minute trip. That trip is online, ready to go. Again, super light, great bargain, $1,000, 3 days, all inclusive.
That's all inclusive, permits, everything.
That's everything.
Wow. All the food, all that Royal Star treatment, limited to 24 anglers. And you're right, I'm looking at Windy right now, and it's like flat. On Saturday and Sunday, just beautiful, no wind at all. And Tim, Mark Wish and I want to know where are you getting that good info that you had on the yellowfin tuna?
That was in the pipeline from our friends at Fisherman's Landing. Carl, he's the one who put it out.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah.
So they're still around?
That's exactly right. How about that?
Yeah. And so on this 3-day, what are you going to do? Bluefin, yellowfin, rock cod, whatever.
I think, you know, all of the above, but the main objective is going to be offshore here. And we've got a couple colleagues out there. You know, I know Bill on the Intrepid. He's going out on a 3-day. And you know, the other guys are leaving. There's a couple guys on 5 days. So there's going to be some coverage on the water. I mean, that really is the main thing at this time of year, and you know, in particular. You got to get some boats out. You got to get some eyes on the water. Some sonars banging around. So I'm very confident with some guys out there looking that we're going to run across the goods. And then... you know, if the offshore thing falls flat, that will go down the coast. The guys will fish calling in on the last day. It'll go down there Sunday and fish yellows down there or whatever. You know, the yellows right out front, too. Who knows? You know,
Who knows?
The whole coast is open. And again, in that good weather, you get some eyes in the water and some sonars banging around. I think the sky's the limit.
Go chase some bluefin over at Clemente, you know, wide open over there, maybe. Who knows?
Exactly. You can go west instead of south. I mean, it's just... you just don't know until you get out there and go. And again, it's a great time to make a quick trip over the weekend. The weather's going to be good. You guys know Royal Star food's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we're gonna have a good time, make a good time of it, no matter what we could end up with in the hatch.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about the Royal Star is our trip that we devised last week that you announced, that 8-day fly home trip next December that I'm going to join you on. You're going to be running the trip. And boy, that trip took off like a rocket ship. It's already over half filled.
I was just going to say, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, you find the right trip. I know, though, you know, we had talked about it down there in the dock, you and I, Pete, about the desire from some of the guys that had been on the Let's Talk Hookup trip before we changed it to the 7-day to get down there on those lower banks at that time of year. It's the perfect time of year for lower banks. And again, that drop off day in Cabo San Lucas, I mean, you just maximize your fishing time. You literally fish to the last minute. And I mean, you could be down there somewhere in the neighborhood of Jaime Bank and literally have a 2-hour run into the port of Cabo San Lucas there. So, you know, the whole idea of that is to fish your way down, maximize that fishing time, and then drop everybody off so you don't have to dare I say, endure the 3-day boat ride home. You know, it's the perfect setup for the angler that wants to, again, maximize that fishing time and jump off the boat and, hell, who knows, maybe even spend a couple extra days in Cabo, fly the little woman down, yes, sir. Yeah, before Christmas, you know, I mean, if anybody needs some convincing, or if you need me to dial up your gal, hey, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the whole scenario, you know, maybe spend a couple days at Guadalupe Island on the way down and then just work your way down. I mean, what a variety of things. So, sounds like fun to me. Tim, if somebody wants to jump on that 3-day trip next week or grab one of those spots before they're all gone on that 8-day fly home trip that we're doing with Let's Talk Hookup and the Royal Star, how do we get a hold of you?
Take a look online, Royal Star Sport Fishing, or rs@royalstarsportfishing.com, or give us a call in the office. We're in there. We're around. If you need some help, again, getting talked into it, I'm glad to chew the fat with anybody when it comes to fishing. I have no end of wind to, again, talk about it. I love it. And you can call us at 619-224-4764. I'm there. Tracy's there. Brian's there. We're all ready and raring to go.
All right. Thanks. Captain Tim Ekstrom, Merry Christmas to you and the whole Royal Star group there. Appreciate all you do. And we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Indeed. All right. Let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. How about Cliff? Cliff from El Cajon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Cliff.
Hey. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having the show. Yeah, I have lots of songs and poems, but I don't have a great voice. Anyway, I just want to express my incredible gratitude to Let's Talk Hookup. I was thinking of which song or poem to play, and I started realizing I've got two sons, now 19 and 21, and they still remember, Corey, you giving them some swim baits when they were about 6 and 8 years old at the Fred Hall Show. But
yeah,
because of Let's Talk Hookup, over the years with my boys, we've done, I'm not trying to brag, but we've done Tony Reyes trips through you guys. So we check with cast men for information. We've done the Islander trips. Pete, I'd asked you about SUP information, Santa Paddleboard, yeah, buy mine from Ron Lane.
Yeah.
We've been on the Liberty. My kids read Fish Dope every single day. You know, we get our recipes from Yanni now. All our Christmas gifts we bought at Tackle Days. And the last gratitude is just literally for the volume of fish that's out there right now.
Yes.
So I want to be really thankful to you guys for all you do at Let's Talk Hookup. And have a great Christmas.
Those are
awesome.
Really good words. I like
yeah,
that, Cliff.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you very much, and thanks for that contribution. That was a good one. You know, and so there's so much. Wow, what about that fishing, huh? I mean, how grateful are we for this amazing fishery we have here in Southern California?
I mean, it just went on and on and
yeah,
on, and so much quality this
yeah,
year, you know?
And then,
now, we didn't get quite as much as you got, you know?
Yeah.
Stopped a little short this year
yeah,
for us up in the Long Beach area. But
still reachable for a private
oh, yeah,
boater, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
reachable,
I mean, to trailer down here
yeah,
and go out.
Yeah.
I mean, still friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the last 5 years, really.
Unbelievable.
Think about from Blue Marlin and Wahoo and local waters.
Yeah. Crazy.
And all the bluefin. I mean, the bluefin just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And bigger and bigger.
What's going to happen in 2020?
Crazy. I don't know.
We're just going to have to wait and see.
But
hopefully the cycle continues.
Yeah.
Hopefully those 400-pounders swim in.
Yeah.
And, now, and to throw a swordfish on top of it all, it's like the icing on the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about... we talked about sea bass, and of course, you became the sea bass guru of Catalina and wrote books on it and everything like that. Last year was more of a typical year, but still kind of a little not like the old days. What do you think?
Definitely was not like the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your thought on sea bass for this year?
You know, it's hard to figure that fish because they're so mobile. And they, you know, it's not like a calico bass living on a rock. You know, maybe he bites, maybe he doesn't, but you know he's sitting there. You know, sea bass, I mean, they're here one day, completely gone the next. And, you know, I know the biologists are trying to figure out where a lot of those fish are. And it might be that the water patterns, because, you know, we've seen things change with all this yellowfin and all this bluefin around. I mean, something has definitely changed. And maybe that same change is pushing our sea bass a little farther north. You know, in years past, I mean, like 100 years past, they had a fantastic commercial fishery for white sea bass out of San Francisco.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of them. So maybe that's where some of the bulk of the population is trending. I know those guys, when they're making bait up there, when they're making squid up there in a commercial fleet, I mean, they see quite a bit of sea bass up there.
And you mentioned that. I mean, a squid have been caught all the way up into Oregon or...
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, right?
There's no shortage of squid.
Which is kind of unusual because it's usually from central California south, right? To even Cedros Island.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Cedros. They get squid at Cedros?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they do at the south end, and there's bites on some of the boats, I know.
I know they get sea bass down there.
Oh, when we were on our skiff trips, yeah, there was squid.
Oh, man, I couldn't imagine backing onto some of those kelp lines with a tank of squid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. That biomass is all north now.
Yeah,
so,
it's definitely – things are changing. I mean, the one that blows me away the most is – you know, on all the long-range trips I did on Royal Star with Tim and those guys for years, I mean, a lot of times you can't hardly fish because of all the boobies, you know, the birds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, now, and that's a full-on tropical bird. Well, now there's nesting.
I saw one the other day out in the water.
There's nesting populations on the Coronado, San Clemente. I don't know about Catalina, but at Santa Barbara Island.
On Santa Barbara Island?
There's a nesting population of boobies.
You're kidding me.
No. Now, that is a quantum shift of a population.
Yeah.
What's a tropical bird doing up here?
Yeah.
Freezing his butt off.
Those are the ones that you see across the ocean. Midway Island, famous documentary about the nesting boobies.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's just... So things are changing.
But you talk about sea bass and stuff, and it's amazing how they travel. I mean, they travel long distance, and it always amazes me when I hear a barracuda and sea bass on the Cortez. Because the Cortez is 90 miles offshore.
Yeah, it's kind of a standard thing in terms of that sea bass in the wintertime.
It is, but it's like, how do they find it, you know? It's so
one of the mysteries.
Right?
The mystery of the ocean,
exactly.
Right? Lots of those good ones. All right, let's jump back into Christmas Spectacular here.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis calling from Norwalk. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dennis. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. I just like to tell you about my son, Danny Odom.
Uh-huh.
He joined, if it wasn't for Mr. Milner on Adam 12,
mm-hmm.
He's been with the LAPD for the last 20 years. And every day the program is on, he said, Dad, I want to become a policeman. I said, are you kidding me? Because it's a dangerous job, but he kept insisting, and sure enough, that's what he's doing to this day.
Very good.
Nice.
That's nice. Well, glad that Marty could incentive, and he did, like we talked about, he did that for a lot of police officers, for sure, and we're thankful for that. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you, Dennis. How about Mike? Mike in San Carlos. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice.
Yes.
A long time ago when my son was 11, we went to Campo Castro. It's a fishing camp south of Ensenada. And it was on the 23rd of December. So we're sitting in our little bunkhouse, and somebody knocks on the door and says, oh, come on over. You know, we have the 12 days of Christmas. Okay. So we went over, and they were serving food and Christmas lights and cinnamon drinks. And it was like, my son goes, Dad, they're just like us. I went, you got it. Next day we went fishing, and we just caught everything you could catch. My son even pulled out a lure, like a spoon. I said, oh, that's for bonita. No, that's for barracuda. And the guy that was driving the Ponga said, barracuda? Okay. And we went like another mile, and we caught as many barracuda as you can catch. So, Feliz Navidad, guys.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks a lot for that. You know, and that's the thing, is we talked about that a little bit, about how prolific our oceans are here, and better than ever. And, you know, one other thing, too, that we, while we were talking about being thankful for different things, you know, couple different things that we're very, of course, we're very thankful for: the incredible sport fishing fleet throughout Southern California, not only here in San Diego, but up and down the coast. But the incredible guys that go out there and make the bait, like the Everingham Brothers Bait Company.
Yes.
What would we do without those guys, right?
I mean, our fishery is so incredibly unique.
Yes.
And so good because of those bait guys.
Yes.
Grinding it out and finding that stuff.
Corey used to be one of those bait guys,
right? And did that for 12 years. And I'll tell you, those guys work extremely hard. And it's one of those unsung hero kind of things, because it's done so quietly. The only time that you really know about the bait company is when the bait is kind of crappy or it's unavailable.
Yep.
That's the only time that you really
can't get
right.
Right.
And so it's, you know, I'll tell you, my first year on there, I'll tell you a quick story. We left on a mission for bait. We could not find bait. And it was in the first year. We ran up from San Diego Bay. We ran up looking and looking and looking. It was a four-day adventure. I spent Cinco de Mayo, Catalina Island. I was the only one that had cash. And we went on the island to get groceries on a four-day trip. We went from the Huntington Beach rigs out to Catalina, over to Clemente, and I mean, it was...
And just no bait anywhere.
We
no
couldn't bait. Find bait.
Wow.
My first year, I...
And that was out of San Diego.
It was. I did not get off the boat for 5 months straight.
Five months?
Yes. Yes. Welcome to the bait.
Because they were looking for bait.
Yes.
But that's the dedication that
it
they...
It is. And it's... how they've improved, how they catch the bait, load it, and unload it, is totally unique than anywhere in the world.
No doubt about it.
And to supply a fleet that is unlike anywhere in the world, a sport fishing fleet, it's, like Mark said, it's something that doesn't happen anywhere else in the world.
It's just amazing. And we are so blessed to be able to sit right here in the middle of it and take advantage
you know? Of it.
It's just awesome.
So don't forget, if you're going to get a scoop of bait here over the holidays, make sure you take care of those guys that are working the holidays on the bait barge there.
Or think about that $50 bill you're spending, how easy it is just to pull up and get your scoop of bait. You can go catch it. I've done it, okay? Try to go catch it. It could take you an hour. It could take you 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your time worth?
Yeah, exactly.
Just think about that.
All right, let's try and sneak in one more here.
Let's do it, Michael. Michael from Laguna Niguel. Welcome to our show.
Thanks, Corey. Guys, real quick, simple Christmas wish. Merry Christmas to all, and a very fishy new year again, I hope. The Christmas wish is that when you're out fishing on a party boat, that everyone listen to the crew and the captain, because they want you to catch fish more than you do. Merry Christmas, folks.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a good
Michael.
One for sure. And that's a good point. You know, I've heard, I don't think the captain's going to the right spot. No, come on. I mean, these guys spend their lives, and believe me, like Michael said, they want to catch fish more than you want to catch fish.
They want you to catch fish, exactly,
for sure. So always respect the captain and know that that's their. If they wouldn't be in this business, if it wasn't for that.
Absolutely,
for sure.
All right. Hey, we're gonna be right back. We've got an entire list. We're gonna find out who's won these $3,000 worth of prizes. When we return on the Christmas Spectacular on the Let's Talk Hookup App, the network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from
AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome! Right. Welcome back to the Let's Talk the Mackerel. It's been a busy time here in the studio. We got our entire panel of judges together.
And, that was tough that to was, figure out.
It was so tough. So let's let's start from the number seven and work our way up.
Okay. Number right. seven. How about this? He gave a great contribution. Cassman!
Yeah, like Brian said, 25 years of trying, he had a very good take, and we kind of went, we got to give it to Cassman.
Yeah,
even though he's
definitely
part of the show. Cassman, you win the Anza Filet Knife, that 8-inch filet knife, the Fish Pro Series. So congratulations, Cassman. Okay, number six.
Yes, he deserved it. Number six, how about the Fisherman's Landing Package, including the full-day trip with Taro on the Liberty and the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Package? $250 goes to Dave in Poway.
All right, congratulations, Dave. And then number five?
A pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the World Cup with the Maui HT lens and the Mahi Mahi frame. $250 goes to Harry in Chula Vista.
Harry, congratulations.
Yes.
And then the Pacific Edge package that includes Mark's three books and the $50 gift card.
He might even sign them for you in double.
We might,
yes. Greg in San Clemente.
All right, Greg, congratulations. Shimano Tranks 400 reel.
I have to say, I loved his rap. It was Dane and Agora Hill.
Oh, yeah, Brian like put him on the top of the list. So obviously, Brian's a rapper. Yeah, he likes the rap.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And then number two package, the number two.
This is the one I wanted to win. The AFCO Proteus lightweight waterproof bibs and matching jacket. Totally cool package. It's at $450. Totally affordable. Super waterproof goes to Steve in Leucadia.
All right, and our grand prize winner.
Drum roll.
The number one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Shimano Torium 20 HG reel and the matching Therese rod. $500+ goes to Arnie and Vista.
Arnie and Vista, nice job. And we want to thank everybody that contributed today. And thanks to our great panel of judges. Thanks, Brian and Adam. Adam's, boy, he's a busy guy over there, for sure. I want to thank all of you that participated in our annual Christmas Spectacular. It was a lot of fun, as usual. And Captain Mark Wish, man, again, another
this
one in the
book. This was a blast.
Right? Yeah. So so happy that you were here with us, and so happy that it was a big success here, and so happy that we had so much great fishing to talk about in 2019.
Man, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, so yeah. What do we have in store for us in 2020?
More.
Yeah?
I think this is going to be more.
Yeah?
We'll just have to see. You know, you never know exactly what gets divvied up here, but it's going to be good regardless.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to catching a little bit of whatever it is. So. Yeah.
So what are you going after? Will that swordfish continue the bite?
Well, the commercial guys have told me that typically the stuff is around through mid-January.
Okay.
And then tag and studies show that, you know, it tends to wander kind of down and out from there, but do they all go? You know, we just don't know that stuff.
And when does it come back?
In the springtime.
In springtime.
Yeah, typically springtime.
Does it follows the food and everything?
I would imagine food or water or whatever. Yeah. You know, that's just, those are a lot of big questions. Those are good questions.
Yeah,
but I'm going to have to spend more time on the water figuring
out.
That's
the problem. It's kind of still of a mystery deal.
Yeah,
the only one that's cracked the code is Bill from Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
Yeah, he's putting in a heck of a lot of time. Doing a great job.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure. But I'll tell you, it's kind of exciting. And we have another week left in rockfish season here in California, and then we have to move into Mexican waters.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed. I want to go out there and beat up on some of those little wrecks that I fish with the big lingcods on it, but it doesn't look like I'm going
to
get
out. But it's so cool to jump on the new Seaforth out of Seaforth Landing, and that boat does 12 to 14 knots.
Yeah.
You could be down in Mexican waters in a heartbeat.
There you go.
Next weekend, it's going to be clear. Go on the Royal Star. Call Tim.
Should do that.
Yeah.
We're going to be out of town.
Royal Star the following week. Yeah. Hey, thanks to everybody. Merry Christmas. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Adam for all they do. And thank you all, our great listeners out there. Corey, thank you very much. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, Corey and myself. The one and only Rambo, Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, is going to be here. That's going to be a great show. A
lot of knowledge.
7 to 9 a.m. That guy is so great. And we're going to be right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. We'll see you then.